This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Talks between the United States and China have ended in Washington with no deal announced. After the talks ended, U.S. President Trump tweeted Friday that the relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping remains a very strong one and that the conversations will continue, but the U.S. is imposing tariffs on China, which may or may not be removed. AP Sagar Magani.
Negotiators did not reach a deal during a brief meeting hours after the U.S. imposed new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. President Trump tweets talks into the future will continue, but he says the tariffs may or may not be removed. Investors worry about a full-blown trade war, which would generally threaten to slow the global economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And late Friday, the U.S. Trade Representative's office said that President Trump had ordered Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to begin the process of imposing tariffs on all remaining products imported from China, a total of more than $300 billion worth of goods. The United States military is once again increasing its arsenal in the Middle East to counter Iranian threats, announcing Friday the movement of a Patriot missile battery and the USS Arlington landing platform dock ship that's used in amphibious assaults. Move comes a day after the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group and four B-52 bombers arrived in the Middle East. Armed attacks, misinformation, and a growing funding gap continue to impede the response to the Ebola outbreak in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, with the World Health Organization warning that the situation could spiral out of control. The Health Organization warned that without commitment from all groups to cease these attacks, it is unlikely that the EVD outbreak can remain successfully contained in North Kivu provinces. The disease could spill over into other parts of the country.